Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. It's our weekly feature provided by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, the official health provider of Nicholls State Athletics. Nicholls State Head Coaches Show. We'll have on with us Tommy Rybecki. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I got to ask you right off the bat, how much football other than opponents that you're going to play you watch this weekend?
Oh, a good bit. Happy you asked. I was able to watch a couple games around our conference and then also some of the major college games on Saturday. So that was great to be able to see some of that and see what's going on.
Yeah, you don't get a lot of opportunities like that, so I was just wondering how you handled that.
And Tommy, not having a game, and you know, waiting to play Texas State, is there a certain routine? Do you self scout yourself? Just break it down for the fans. What do you do from a team's perspective, maybe an individual, as far as okay, we got off to a great start, took a step back, not what we wanted to be. You know, a hard fought game against Troy, didn't finish right. And then you look at West Georgia, but how do you break that down? Is it like, hey, we got to do this better, or self-evaluation and scouting yourself?
Yeah, without a doubt. You said it. It starts with self-scout. No problem is fixed until it's identified. And so we spend our time looking at offense, defense, special teams. What are some targeted improvements that we could make through the bye week? And it began with first, you know, watching ourselves play and seeing areas where we could grow, get better, you know, get some players going in some different spots and things like that.
Coach, I know Rebo didn't come up with this by himself, so he might have stole it from you, but he would always tell me, Mike, you know what people remember? What you do in October and early November. That's what really counts. Now, you said, no, the early games, we want to win. We do everything we can to win. Well, what people remember and what gets us to our goal, and that is to win the conference and to get into the playoffs, is what you do in October and November. And part of that, too, is good health for the Colonel. So tell us a little bit about, you know, I know you had some bumps and bruises getting physically healthy for that stretch run into Southland.
Yeah, you said it, a lot of really good, important football ahead of us. There's no doubt about that. And those important games are right down the road for us. Health-wise, we're getting better. Definitely saw a little bit more spring in our step this morning when we went out and practiced than we'd had the last few weeks. And I think that was due to the rest that we got. And we're still fighting to get some guys back here this week and in the next few weeks as we get into conference play.
Now, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
Tommy, what about, big challenge, Texas State. I was looking at that score. I'm sure you already looking at the film. Arizona State against Texas State, that was 34-15.
Yep.
So here you got Arizona State. They won the Big 12 last year. Texas State's moving on to the Pac 12. We remember old school, they were Southwest Texas State Bobcats and San Marcos. So what have you seen on film? And, boy, it seems like they were hanging with Arizona State because they're kind of like, you could tell their coach how they want to win in the trenches and you know, win an offensive defensive line and running the football. So what did it look like between Arizona State and Texas State?
Good performance by Texas State. They really, did a good job in all three phases, I thought, offensively. And you look at them, it's a three-headed monster. Their quarterback can really run and throw. And then the running back is a good player. They got a couple of receivers out there making plays. For them to be in that game shows a lot about the type of talent that they have and the job they do as coaches to prepare them for the game. But definitely stuck it in there with Arizona State.
Coach, one of the things is I know you'd like to see offensively is to run the football a little bit better, but also an more explosive plays via the passing game. When we saw this in the first week, you hit on a big passing play against an Incarnate Word, and that kind of supplements the fact sometimes the running game may not be exactly what you're looking for. But if you can hit that big chunk play downfield, that really puts a little imp in your offensive lineup.
Yeah, those plays, explosive plays are the key to offensive success outside of, being able to control the line of scrimmage. And so those two things go hand in hand. But, yeah, you're waiting for those big momentum plays to happen. And, a lot of things got to go right. You got to get the right play called. You got to get the protection, the execution by the quarterback and also down the field. But our guys are working hard at those things. Those plays are coming.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, Tommy, when you look at, and obviously it's always in the back end, you're getting ready for conference play. How do you look at this Outland so far? Because who did Incarnate Word? They lost to Texas San Antonio. So, yeah, they look at their strength of schedule. So it seems like it's going to be a wide open. I know Stephen F. Austin was ranked maybe a week, and then I look at Lamar. Lamar had a big win, I want to say, against the Coyotes, South Dakota. So it's going to be a lot of competition, and we all know the rivalry with Southeastern. But that's really where you got to take care of business. But the one good thing, you are 1-0 in conference play.
Yeah.
And usually, you play the 5-6 all one after the other. But after Texas State, then it's on where really this is what whether you get in the postseason or not is what you could do in the Southland Conference.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you look around our league, it's going to be a competitive league again this year. It's not top heavy or, only two or three teams competing. I think everybody in our league is competitive week in and week out. And so it's going to be a challenge. And just like every year in the Southland, you never know who's going to step up each week and win a big game. So definitely looking forward to getting into league play, and that's so important for us It's good when you're starting to play some more familiar opponents and all of those things we look forward to. We got this week against Texas State. We'll go to Eastern Kentucky, play out of league one more time before, you know, we get to the Lamar game here in about 2 weeks.
Coach, I think a lot of it, too, is attrition and how quickly the roster's got, you know, no matter where you're at, it's always going to have a turnover there. And so I think there's a growth period early in the season to how it affects what happens in October and November. For every college team, to be honest with you, it used to be, oh, you saw the biggest growth between week one and two. Not anymore, just because there's so many personnel changes, coaching changes. Not everything stays the same, and I think that in football, that does take a little while longer to come to fruition.
Oh, you are absolutely right. You look at the way college football has changed, and everybody's roster is turning over, coaches are changing, and you never really know. I mean, you do a lot in the off season to prepare for the season, to get ready and build your team and build some of the right core values on your team and things that will show up when times get tough. But, man, there's nothing like being in those games and having to fight together to pull out a victory in some tough situations. So, you know, as the season goes on, I look forward to our team just continuing to grow and that competitive character continuing to show up.
Now, Tommy, what we talk about scouting yourself and all that. How about from a recruiting standpoint? I mean, the old school. Now, I don't know how you still do it, name, image, and likeness and transfer portal. Remember when we used to go to different high school games? Okay, we're having a bye. So
on a Friday. On Saturday.
The coaches still do that? Well, you assigned this region or whatever. What happens as far as, like, not only you gotta also take care of business now, but then into the future as far as maybe looking at some prospects or future prospects that might be part of the Colonel program?
You said it. We went to 9 high school football games last weekend. Our coaching staff spread out throughout Lafayette, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, here in the Bayou region. And you're exactly right. Do yourself, future self a favor and get out to some of those games and see who's playing well and who are the guys that you can build your team with in the future. And so these bye weeks are so critical for us to catch up a little bit in recruiting, get to see some people in person. And you know so much more about a player once you watch them play in person than you can tell over the film and just talking to them on the phone. So that was awesome for us.
Coach, last question for you, but I had this asked to me, and so I'll throw it to you. I know it's a couple years old, the outdoor facility that you have now that you're able to use, but how much has that really helped from – even if it's inclement weather, you can go, you know, go inside, and you can't do everything because there is, just a certain amount of people that you can do in there. But to have that facility has got to be a huge part of the program now, that because we're going to get bad weather. OK, that's a given in South Louisiana to have that indoor facility.
So big for us. That facility is really a game changer for us. You look at it for a couple of different reasons. First, when you get into fall camp, you can really build a plan to acclimate to the heat, where you're not just losing guys in that first week for 3 and 4 days to heat illness. You know, you're able to slowly acclimate to the heat, which I thought was a big advantage for us in the first game. And then you talk about how the weather pops up around here. You never know what's coming. I don't even think about whether it's going to thunderstorm or not. I just know we have an answer if it does, so we can focus, you know, our attention on getting ready for practice and all the things that go into that, rather than worrying about making an adjustment for the weather.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate it. Best of luck this week. Hey, come on back with a W.
Yes, sir. Thank you all.
All right, Tommy.
The head football coach of the Nicholls State Colonels, Tommy Rybecki. And this segment is brought to you weekly by Thibodeau Regional Health Systems, the official health provider of Nicholls State Athletics.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.